Support for this podcast and the following message come from Humana. Employees are the heartbeat of your business. That's why Humana offers group dental, vision, life, and disability plans designed to protect them. Exceptional service, broad networks, and modern benefits. That's the power of human care.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Congressional leaders will meet with President Biden tomorrow at the White House. The administration hopes House Speaker Mike Johnson can find a way to unite his party behind keeping the government open past a Friday shutdown deadline and also advance aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. NPR's Eric McDaniel has more.
Senate Majority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer and Minority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell have two very different worldviews. But on the issues dividing Washington this week, they're on the same page. Fund the government and approve foreign military aid. Here's Schumer.
In less than a week, the federal government will begin to shut down unless both sides work together to extend funding.
And here is McConnell.
Shutting down the government is harmful to the country.
A lot of eyes are on Republican Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, who will have to spurn anti-compromise members of his own party and risk his job to get a funding deal done. Eric McDaniel, NPR News, The Capitol.
The Manhattan District Attorney's Office wants a gag order against former President Donald Trump on those involved in his hush money criminal case, including his longstanding and singular history of attacking individuals he considers to be adversaries. Prosecutors are seeking a narrowly tailored gag order that would bar Trump from making statements about those connected to the case, including jurors and witnesses. The order, though, wouldn't cover District Attorney Alvin Bragg. Just a jury selection in the case is expected to begin March 25th. A Louisiana family is calling for justice after a 26-year-old man's death in jail custody. As the Gulf State's newsroom's Kat Stromquist reports, two corrections officers and an inmate were arrested in connection with the death of Jerome Stevenson.
We won't leave this alone until we get full justice for Jerome.
Attorney Ben Crump said at a news conference that Jerome Stevenson was beaten to death. Stevenson died at a hospital in November after an incident at an Avoyelles jail. Crump said there were injuries to his abdomen and brain.
This goes beyond excessive force. This goes beyond police brutality.
The sheriff's office says one deputy was arrested on charges of principal to second-degree murder, and another for malfeasance in office. Another incarcerated person was arrested for second-degree murder. Crump said his team has not filed a lawsuit. They're now researching the case. For NPR News, I'm Kat Stromquist in New Orleans.
New home sales rose last month. U.S. Census data shows sales of new houses rose 1.8% in January compared to the previous year, and sales rose 1.5% from December, but despite high mortgage rates. U.S. futures contracts are trading slightly lower at last check. You're listening to NPR News. Hungary has ratified Sweden's bid to join NATO. That ends more than a year and a half of delays that frustrated members of the alliance as it tried to expand in light of Russia's war in Ukraine. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says Sweden's admittance makes the alliance strong, Sweden safer, and all members more secure. French automaker Renault just launched a cheap EV, while the Chinese carmaker BYD unveiled a very pricey one. As NPR's Camila Domonoske reports, neither vehicle is available in the U.S., but they show where electric vehicles are going.
At the Geneva Auto Show, Renault brought back an icon.
Here it is, everyone!
The Renault 5, a.k.a. Le Car, now known as...
the all-new Renault 5 E-Tech Electric.
Small size, respectable range, and a low price set to start at $27,000. In Europe, automakers are scrambling to make affordable cars to compete with Chinese EVs. Meanwhile, Chinese auto giant BYD, which sells lots of cheap EVs, just announced something on the other end of the price spectrum. A supercar just for China that costs a cool $230,000 to compete with the likes of Ferrari and Lamborghini. Having conquered the mass market, BYD, which recently outsold Tesla, is now gunning for the fat margins of super luxury vehicles. Camila Domonoske, NPR News.
Asian markets are trading in mixed territory. The Nikkei, the main market in Japan, is up about 0.3%. The Hang Seng in Hong Kong is down about 0.1%. U.S. futures contracts trading lower. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor VCU Massey Comprehensive Cancer Center, who, as an NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the country's top 4%, is unconditionally committed to keeping loved ones in their lives. MasseyCancerCenter.org/comprehensive.